Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Monday morning with Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. Beautiful start to the work week. Sunny skies today. Going to be a little breezy, though. Could get wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. High near 57. Clear tonight, low near 34. And then tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a little rain, high near 52. As I mentioned, Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County, is joining us. And Joel, you walked in. We were talking about, you know, I just got back from vacation. The wife caught a real bad head cold. And then, you know, Deb's talking about, you know, you got the kids and all this. And what did you call them? Incubators? Or
Little incubators. I mean, that's when our son started school, my wife and my son were sick for like two straight years. And now she works in the public library system. And when the kids come in, come back from break, like you were saying, Deb, you got break now, and then on the way back from wherever far corners of the world they've been in, they bring all that bad juju back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you had the best line I've ever heard. You call them a walking Petri dish?
Petri dishes with legs.
And you got the double whammy. I mean, you're out in the public all the time. You're, you know, you're a minister. You got church. You got folks coming in there. Yep. You ever sit up there sometimes at the pulpit and go, okay, I'm not talking to them. I'm not going to go near that person.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Kind of like COVID, you know, we kind of keep some social distance. And so if we see there's a lot of sickness going on at church, we are like, okay, let's just wave to one another, sharing the peace, none of the close hugging with the germs.
Amen on that.
You have to stay healthy.
Right.
Deb brought you in for a variety of reasons. You got the big community impact and award breakfast, but you also, before we get started, and I know it was right before I went on vacation, you folks sent out a press release about the Affinity Group Women United and their big awards ceremony. That's a huge evening for you folks. Maybe, again, explain to folks, if they hear Women United, they're thinking, okay, what are we talking about? What's this all about? Because it's wonderful, and you acknowledge a few folks at that as well.
Yeah, so we have a Women's United Affinity Group, and this is an opportunity for women to come together, and their focus is on women and children, supporting those issues that really empower women and children, providing grant dollars for programs that help specifically women and children in our community, and it's just a wonderful way to come together. Women, they get together quarterly. They do a fun dinner, some sort of a service project. They always have guest speakers. They learn about a topic, raise a little dollars. And so they're having a great time together, all for a good cause to help the women and children in Licking County.
And they give out, they're grants, correct? I mean, they divvy up the money and they hand them out. And, you know, sometimes you, me, Joel, we can be out in the community and not see what those needs are. Yeah. But when you got, so to speak, boots on the ground, women out there every day working, taking care at home or whatever they do, they can see where these needs need to be filled, correct?
Absolutely. Our last event, just a couple of weeks ago for the Women's United event, our keynote speaker was Yvonne Williams from Fostering Further. And so great organization. You know, Dave, there are so many kids in our community who need the support of the community for a variety of reasons. And so the need for foster families, the need for supportive programs that support these foster kids and these foster families is so needed. In fact, I just got in the mail something this week. The levy's coming up again to support children's services. So I'm going to put a plug in there, support children's services. We have more need than ever, kids who are struggling just with the basic needs, with food, health, families, you know, all of that. So Women's United, that's their mission, again, focusing on women and children in our community and those programs. They've got a great event coming up, too, in May. It's going to be a spin on the Kentucky Derby, the Kentucky Derby Jubilee. So we're inviting women to come out, and men, if you want to join your spouse or your date. They're going to be wearing their big hats, their fascinators, and it'll be 2 minutes of watching, you know, the Kentucky Derby, a little fundraiser, fun, and those dollars will go right back out to the community, helping other women and children.
I'll go if I can see Joel in a hat and holding a mint julep.
Yeah.
Now, then I would go.
I don't have a big floppy hat, though. I got a lot of golf hats. I got.
Well, let's be honest. Is there a hat big enough for you?
Well, that's true. Got a big noggin, you got to have a big hat. It's all about proportion.
And also that night, you honored two young ladies. You had the Women of Achievement and the Junior Woman of Achievement. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our Woman of Achievement was Lori Kraft from Lickey Memorial Health Systems. And, Lori. Just does so much for our community, and she has been honored by so many people in our community for all the hard work that she does, things that many of us wouldn't even know. And so it was a great way to honor what she does, and so many of our leaders, they go, just quietly about their business, doing so many things that have a great impact, and she's one of those leaders in our community. In fact, I think there was an article in the paper about it this morning. And then we had a Junior Achievement Award winner, a young lady from Southwest Licking Schools. And we had a lot of nominations. But this young lady, a senior in high school, just so impressive. She started a not-for-profit to help other kids who have parents who are incarcerated and purchasing Christmas gifts. And she got up, she told her story, and you just want to support young women who are doing those things. And so we just had a fantastic evening.
It seems to me, Deb, that young people today, like teens, 20s, there is something about that generation that they want to give back. They care about their community. They're very they're very minded toward people around them. Is there any accounting for that? I mean, is it just the work of organizations like yours, do you think, that fosters that kind of feeling? Is it educationally? Is it just they just see a need and they feel like it's time to go?
I don't know. I think, it's too soon to tell, although I have three Gen Z kids, and watching their peers, I think there is something about this generation that they feel a sense of responsibility to do something. I think they're looking around, they're looking at some of the issues that are challenging our communities, and they're thinking, as they watch their parents or their grandparents' generations, and saying, I don't want to do things that way, for better or for worse. And they're going to do things in their own way, just like every generation does. But I really, and maybe I just sound biased because I have three kids in that generation, but I think there's some wonderful young Gen Z folks that are out there in our community. And it's going to be awesome to sit back and watch what they're going to do in the next couple of decades.
And how important is that? I mean, you talk about Madeline Light, the young lady who won the Junior Women of Achievement Award. I mean, you have to have folks who are going to come up. I mean, Joel Riley, Dave Doney, Deb Dingus are not going to be around forever. You have to have that next generation. And to Joel's point, that's why this is so important, to get young kids involved as quickly as you can. I know we did with our boys. Yeah. Now, does that mean they do everything we ask them to do? Oh, heck no. They're young men. Right. They do what they want to do. But they still understand that importance. You do need to have that next generation, do you not?
Absolutely. As a mom and our family, we raised our kids to give back to the community. And I think all of us need to do our part to encourage, to mentor kids, right from the get-go. As soon as they can walk, as soon as they can do something, get them out there doing something to give back to the community, because we are going to need a young generation to step up and lead the not-for-profits, to go into health and human service-oriented fields. There's a lot of emphasis on STEM, and I'm thankful for all of the opportunities. But I was just talking with somebody the other day saying, we need folks also who want to be doctors and nurses and clinicians and therapists and teachers and, all of those skills as well. So while we're developing all of the wonderful technology that our world's going to use, we also need people who are good people as well. And I think that's, up to us to, bring along our kids. You've got a grandchild right now. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they're able, get them out there, give them back to the community.
Don't take my grandchild away from me, Deb. I'm a little protective. I want her with me all the time. But, you talk about, doing that, and you touched about STEM, and I'm with you 100%. You got to learn that. But boy, we need social workers, Deb. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've talked to folks in Ohio, Job and Family Services, Licking County Job and Family. We need these folks because, as you mentioned, the need is so great in this community. We need more people who are willing to get down and dirty, maybe not get paid a lot, but in the end, you're impacting lives.
Yeah. Well, as I say all the time, what is our life for if not to live for the service of others?
It doesn't get any more than that.
What else? Mm-hmm. What are we living for?
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. I mean, it's just, you hear the stories about, you know, you want to help. Well, why isn't more being done? There's just not enough boots on the ground.
Right.
There's really not enough people out there to help families that are struggling, and they need that. Coming up, you've got the big impact and awards ceremony. I think it's Wednesday, April 9th. I'm going to look at Ashley over there. She's your guru over there. See, I'm like, Ashley, what?
Thumbs
there
up, thumbs up. All right.
That's why you see where I put her. I said, Ashley, you sit right next to Deb, so you feed me information. But Wednesday, April 9th, that's a great morning. Talk a little bit about that.
That's our annual impact and award breakfast. This is the opportunity that we get together once a year. This is year 92 for United Way here in Licking County. And we acknowledge all of the hard work, our companies, our individual donors, our corporate donors, you know, all of those dollars raised then go back out into the community. But we also give some awards away each year. We give the Ken Johnston Volunteer of the Award away to an exceptional person who has been nominated by a not-for-profit who volunteers their time. You know, all of our not-for-profits, they couldn't do what they do without the help of volunteers. So we'll honor a really special person who volunteers in our community. We've also got a Hope Award. Hope Award is in memory of David Gallant, and this goes to an individual who is inspiring the hope in others, and they themselves have utilized United Way-funded programs. Mm-hmm. So those are two really special awards. And then we give awards to companies and businesses who helped raise dollars but also contributed back to the community in a special way. We also recognize and elect new board members usually at this meeting every year and have an opportunity to introduce all of our funded partners to everybody who's there, along as, you know, having some breakfast, some bacon. It's about the bacon.
Look at Riley. He's like, wait a minute. Can we do the show remotely that morning? Yeah.
Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah.
Now, if folks want to purchase tickets, how can they just go online?
UnitedWayLC.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how much are tickets?
$30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can corporate buy tables, or you guys?
We
pretty
do.
Much
we do have tables available as well, but hurry because this year our seating is limited. Mm-hmm. We were at Denison for the last few years, but last year we had to have it the weekend of Memorial Day weekend. That was a little late for us, and we had a few folks that weren't able to attend because of the timing, so we had to move it up a little earlier. We're going to be at the Reese Center, but our space is going to be limited. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming, please get that table, get your individual tickets, and join us for breakfast.
And before we take a quick break, you mentioned that Hope Award, and it was a number of years, a couple of years ago, and I've had her in here on numerous occasions, and I would always tell her name is Stephanie Van Bibber. I'm like, Stephanie, you need to get your story out, because it's a heck of a story of somebody who was down and out, you know, literally left for dead, you know, we're not going to help you.
Right.
And, you know, she gets her life back together. Now she's paying it forward and helping others. That's got to be the best there is. That feeling of giving somebody that award.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for you, that's probably the cherry on the top.
It is. You know, you don't always see the fruit of the seeds that you plant. But it's really awesome when you can see, gosh, we go out and we raise dollars for these programs. These programs save people's lives. Those individuals then turn around and save other people's lives. And so Stephanie, who went through recovery herself, which, you know, we always say recovery programs work. We need to support these programs. And so she's, you know, a shining example of that. And she was able then to go on. And now she's the executive director of Whole Living Recovery. And Whole Living Recovery now has also taken on the hard work of the reentry program. So a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, she's tough. I mean, she is.
You have to have that story.
You got that right. She is one tough woman. And boy, she'll tell you how it is. That's what I appreciate about folks who've been there.
Yeah.
They pull no punches.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to tell you straight up, get your crap together or we can't help you.
As I say, they keep it real.
Yep, they sure do. No doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll keep it real. Coming up next with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a
longtime resident, or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Deb Dingus, Executive Director, United Way of Licking County. Sunny skies throughout the day. High near 57. Clear tonight, low near 34. And then Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Now, Deb, as I mentioned, I was out of town, so I'm not sure what the weather was like. But usually when you come in here, you have a story about out chopping down trees or working out in the forest at the Dingus Estate. Did you have a good weekend? Were you able to get out and do some of that?
A little bit of yard work, you know, doing some gardening. It's that time of the year, you know, got my seeds going, getting out there, thinking about all of the harvest that's coming, right?
Who has the green thumb, you or your husband?
Me primarily, but he does his share. He's got a few chainsaws, so he likes to do the, you know, sawing the chainsaws, and I do some of the smaller things.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see that? She's like, man, she had to think about that a second before.
Politically correct answer.
Yeah.
She threw him under the bus. That's her way of saying, get outside, hubby. Oh. Get outside.
Right on.
All right, let's go back. We were talking a lot about the United Way and the impact that you have, and Ashley just mentioned $1.4 million going back into the community. I shudder to think, you know, Deb, if that money wasn't there to help folks, what would happen here? I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but I mean, honestly, you could probably use $11.4 million, $104, you know.
Yeah.
The need is great.
Absolutely. You know, it's a significant amount of money, but it's just a portion of what our not-for-profits ask for each and every year. And we know that every not-for-profit is doing more with less. And I say that every single year. And so I have to look at the sector and I'm, how are we doing this? How are we doing this? And there's a lot of folks who just volunteer their time. There's a lot of cutting corners, doing without, making things stretch to get the most out of every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And so really proud of our not-for-profits in Licking County. They really do a lot with a little.
Mm-hmm. Talk about how many different not-for-profits you folks support, because I don't think people understand how that actually works.
This past year, not only with dollars, but with volunteer capacity, we helped 72 different organizations this year, 49 different funded programs. So it's not just about the dollars going to those not-for-profits, but it's also about the return on investment to our community when we pair volunteers up with organizations, or we provide other in-kind donations or return back to those organizations. So 72 is quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and connecting those dots, it seems super powerful when you talk about like the food bank. They say it seems like a dollar donated, they can make it $11.
Right.
Have you ever done that? Like, you looked at your teaming up with volunteers and that to see how far you can stretch those resources?
Yeah. In fact, we are doing a much better job now that we have a volunteer hub for the county of keeping track of all of those hours with all of the combined volunteers together. And it's significant, over $70,000 back to the community just in volunteer hours alone. Yeah.
You talked about the volunteer hub. Where can folks get to that so they can see that and do some volunteering? Because a lot of times I'll hear people, I'm out in the community, well, I don't know how to give back. I don't know how to help. Here's an easy way to do it.
UnitedWayLC.org. Mm-hmm. Go to our volunteer hub. There are volunteer opportunities. Individuals, companies, groups can sign up and get involved. And, you know, every year we have a special week that's set aside
in September.
That week of caring, Dave.
Yeah, we know.
But it's a great opportunity. So,
but that's a great week, too, to really identify, you know, people that are interested. I mean, you know, you get, you know, it's almost like competition. It's almost like businesses are like, hey, we got more volunteers out. Yep. And that's a great way to move everything forward.
It sure is. You guys were there this past fall painting our new office space. We'll be, you know, highlighting that at our annual meeting coming up. But again, without that help, we couldn't do the things that we do. And that's the same with every not-for-profit. So we need folks to get out there and volunteer. You know, well, give your dollars, give your time.
Now, look, I know Ashley's sitting over here, and the last time she was in with Corey Stutes, I said, I don't care what Tom Metters, our GM, says about painting, I don't want to paint. So then she talked about the hygiene, packing the hygiene items. Yep. I said, bingo, that's just for me.
Yep.
But again, Deb, this is one of those maybe small things that you can do that has an impact on so many folks, especially you. Talk a little bit about that hygiene program.
So we kicked off at our last annual meeting last May a hygiene hub. And our goal was to start with one high school. So we started over at Newark, and we are now in 9 schools across Licking County. Our goal eventually then is to be in every school district, then move down to the middle schools and the elementary schools. We're even talking about ways that we can provide hygiene at some of the food pantries as well, because, you know, individuals, families, they're going to the grocery store and they're seeing, you know, their grocery bill go up and up and up. And I know how it is in my house. You know, we're on a budget, but I come home and I'm like, oh, daggone it. I went over, you know, $30, $40 on the budget. And my husband says, well, what did you have to get? And I said, it was the laundry detergent. It was the cleaning supplies. It was the pack of toilet paper, you know, those things. And, you know, if you have seniors, you have to take care of, you know, adult products or infants, those diapers, those things are expensive. And so we decided to help our community, those who are struggling, you know, every day with those daily costs that they need with hygiene. And so we're collecting hygiene. If a company wants to do a hygiene drive, we'll tell them what they can do to set it up in their company. We'll get that hygiene, and then we'll get it out into the schools and the community where it's needed.
Mm-hmm. And it can be, you know, my wife, and she probably shouldn't say this, she'll kill me. We go to the hotels and that, because we were, you know, just down there. Mm-hmm. She'll take the little things of shampoo.
Yeah.
And she always says, well, they put it out for me to use. I didn't use it, so I'm taking it. Yeah. But then she did a thing, I think it was with her work at OSU Wexner Medical Center, where they would send it to military members overseas. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if they still do that or not, but that's what you're talking about. Is if you just get little things like that at the grocery store and those kind of things, so if you have anything laying around, those things, you'll take them and just donate them.
Yeah, hygiene of any size. We tend to give out, like, you know, a whole bottle of laundry detergent or, you know, a whole thing of shampoo and conditioner, normal size, things like that to the students. But then those travel sizes, we've got hundreds of people in Licking County who are living in our shelters, who are unsheltered. And they can't carry around, you know, a whole big bottle of stuff. So those travel size portions are really good. And we put together packable hygiene kits with those. And then we're able to give those out. Some people call them blessing bags, right? And it's a great thing. We could put in there like personal wipes, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, those kinds of things. And it goes a long way to help people out.
And if folks want to do that, they can get this information on the website as well, right?
UnitedWayLC.org.
And brilliant starting in the high schools.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the
locker rooms, come on.
Yeah.
Well,
she had three of.
Well, I had three kids. But, you know, telling my husband, too, every year, he teaches ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out and he gets room deodorizers and he gets, you know, deodorant and those kinds of things, you know, to have in there because, you know, kids change.
Yes, they do.
They change about that age.
Brilliant.
It gets a little musty, shall
right.
we say. You know, again, to go back to the breakfast, the awards impact ceremony, you guys will kick off the campaign. I mean, not to kick it off, but you'll, you know, campaign going. But if you want to learn more, this is a great way to do it. I mean, one, you make a donation of $30 to get a ticket. You're learning, but you're going to learn a lot about what your folks are doing that day. I'm assuming that'll be a good way for you to talk to folks. Say, hey, here's why. Here's why these dollars are so very important, correct?
Absolutely. We'll be hitting on, you know, those areas of priority for our community. We focus on, you know, items of health, so programs that help the health and well-being of our community, programs addressed around poverty and children, youth, and families. And there's a variety of programs. You know, folks may not want to support all of those programs. And I encourage people, give a dollar a paycheck if that's what you can do. If you like all of the programs we fund, but maybe you don't like one program, just say, I want to give it all to United Way, except for that program, or maybe you want a donor designate it to just one program. There are a variety of ways that people can give. We honor those donor dollars. However that donor wants to give us dollars, they can give us cash, they can give us checks, they can give us credit cards. We'll take stock, we'll take whatever, whatever form that the donor wants to make a donation, we're happy to take that donation.
I've never known anybody to turn down any type of cash.
Nope.
Whenever we go somewhere, like, do you think they're still, if their campaign is over, they'll still take our money? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. I don't think you're ever going to have somebody say to you, well, it's like with the big kids, Big Brother's bowling, because we were gone, we didn't get to make our donation. The wife was like, will they still take our money? I said, Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make the check out.
What about crypto? Are you able to take crypto yet?
We are not doing crypto yet.
Okay.
It might have to be something that we can look into it. I don't know much about crypto, but I hear it's
big. It
doesn't
seem like a lot of people do, but for those big hits, might as well capitalize and help your community, right?
Right, right. Anyway, we could be open to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you look at Ashley over there. No. No. I don't want to have to try and explain crypto to everybody.
All right.
Deb, again, before we get you out here, if folks want to get any of this information, or if they want to buy tickets to the award ceremony, how can they do it?
Go to UnitedWayLC.org, support United Way, make a donation, any size. And if your company does do a workplace campaign, look for that opportunity. And again, people think, well, I don't have that much money. If everybody does a little, it goes a long way. We all work together. We can improve our community. If you can't give financially, give an hour. Volunteer your time. And if nothing else, speak up. Speak up for those who need a voice, those who are struggling. Be there to advocate for the programs and the help that folks need.
As always, appreciate you coming in. A lot of great things going on with the United Way of Licking County. Again, the Impact and Award Breakfast on Wednesday, April 9th at OSU Newark COTC campus, the Reese Center. Get online and check that out. Be sure to check us out on Wednesday. Licking County Health Commissioner Chad Brown will be joining us. They've got this thing going around called the flu, which all of us were talking about earlier. So I'm sure Chad will be able to. And there's another. I know you work closely with the health department, especially the warming center and stuff like that. So another important key community member here in Licking County, and that's the health department. So Chad Brown will join us on Wednesday.